I've been recently involved in an interesting work in collaboration with the University of Birmingham and University College London. And this work has also been awarded as best paper at the International Symposium on Empirical Software Engineering and Measurement. The work is all about software effort estimation, which is a research area that tries to provide accurate estimates of the efforts for a new project under development. The estimations are usually based on project characteristics such as the team experience, the manager experience, the expected requirements, and other measure of the size of the software we are going to develop. And in particular, in this work, we took into account web development effort estimation, in which you also consider specific characteristics related to the development of web projects. You can imagine how it's critical to have accurate estimation for your project, because both underestimates or overestimates can be dangerous. For example, if you overestimate the effort needed to develop your project, you may lose a bid for a good project. Or, of course, if you underestimate your resource, you may not be able to complete your projects on time. So due to the importance and difficulty of this task, people have started to investigate the use of algorithmic approach to support project manager in providing accurate estimation for their projects. And the idea is that you take data describing your past projects, including of course information about the required effort in the past, and use a machine learning algorithm to build a predictive model that is then used to perform estimation for the effort of a new project under development. And usually, the data used to create the predictive model comes from within the environment of the company we are interested in. However, there are a few drawbacks in using a few problems, I would say, using within company data, because the time to accumulate enough data is often prohibitive. A company may have not enough time to accumulate the right amount of data. And by the time this data is collected, it may be already obsolete, because the company may have changed the development life cycle or the measurement strategy, and so on. Moreover, the data need to be collected in a consistent manner, and this means that the collection will be very, very expensive in most of the cases. You need new skilled resources to collect the data in a proper way. So to overcome this problem, researchers have started to investigate the use of models built by using data coming from different companies. So if you don't have enough data in your company, you can exploit this data to try to build your model and predict your project. But what is the problem with this approach? As you can imagine, data coming from a completely different environment can be quite far from the project you are developing. And actually, there are plenty of results in literature that show that the use of cross-company data has been too far much worse than the use of within company data. However, in very recently, actually in 2014, there have been interested in investigating some strategies to make the cross-company data more similar to the within company data. And so the work we are focusing on falls in this category. And in particular, we proposed a new approach called DICOM that is able to make the cross-company data more similar to the within company data for web project estimation. And the approach we propose has two key factors. The first one is that we formalize a relationship between the efforts of two companies by using a mapping function. And the second one is that we use an ensemble of prediction models to come up with the final estimation. This provides us a very powerful tool that has been shown to be successful in the empirical study we present in the paper. Indeed, it has been the first time that the successful to predict the effort for an industrial for 8 industrial web companies, and the proposed approach also was able to outperform the all the recent techniques proposed in the literature. If you are interested in more technical details, you can have a look at our paper titled How to Make Best Use of Cross-Company Data for Web Effort Estimation, and it has appeared in the Empirical Software Engineering and Measurement Symposium in 2015.